Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another Monday. Today is June 19th, 2017. We'll clear the date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that looks good. And let's also... Yeah, that went by pretty quick. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels better. And let's... energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we're going to think of a situation that you're dealing with, and we'll clear that. It could be emotional or mental anxieties or something. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, Elizabeth, you're on.
Okay, great. So thanks, Ron, and thanks for clearing the date today. We have quite a few questions in the inbox, and I just want to welcome everybody and invite everyone to check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. And also, if you would like to send us a question about the clearings or maybe some healing call that you were on, or if you are working on something, or maybe you're using one of the free clearings, you can find out more information about that on Ron's website. You can always email us during the show at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to send a question anonymously, you can do so by using our fast chat link, which is found at the top of creationlightship.com during the live broadcasts, as well as on our bbsradio.com homepage. So there's lots of ways to get in touch and let us know how you've been working through the healings, or maybe you've had some hang-ups, or what types of advice you need as far as what healings to do that pertains to your personal situation. And I guess, Ron, I want to start out by saying that a lot of times people ask, should I timeline crash this or that, or should I clear this or that? And I always think that a good rule of thumb, and maybe this is a good thing to talk about for anybody who's new or who's just found out about the creation lightship, it's always best to go from your personal perspective and to do healings that pertain to your situation. So instead of, for example, timeline crashing some kind of religion, you would just clear your involvement with that religion. And instead of timeline crashing, you know, something general, you want to make it as specific and as personal as possible. And we'll talk more about timeline crashing for those of you who don't know what it is. So anything you want to add to that, Ron? And then we'll jump into some listener questions.
Yeah, so on the timeline crashing, what it's for is, remember, when you're on a timeline, you're not in the present moment. So saying that a little differently, the present moment is only when you're in the now, and source energy is in the present moment. So saying it another way, if you're not in the present moment, then you're in darkness. And then you're on a cloned, fabricated Earth, another hologram, and that's basically what it is. So in the moment, you're with your spirit, your true whole spirit, okay? When you're on out of the present moment, then you're with a little piece of your spirit that they basically have had to fabricate and clone out, and that's with you. So let's just say that, to make an example, I don't think... most people here are probably about 1% of what they had when they first came here eons ago. So we'll say that 1% is equal to 100% of you, okay? Because that's all you have and that's all that you can get. So the darkness took the rest of it. So that might sound kind of awful, but that's Earth life here. And what you have is what you get. So we'll say that you're now at 100% of you when you're in the present moment. When you're not in the present moment, then maybe you're 1% of that, because the darkness fabricates and clones you and only allows you to have maybe 1% of what you initially had. That's why when I take people and bring them into, like, the expos, when you're there listening to me and you become real, most of your situations and problems will leave you, because that 1% that you were on timelines, which is your parallel lives, which is your holographic realities of darkness that you're living on, those all have those problems. When you're with your spirit in the now and you're 100% instead of 1%, a lot of that stuff goes away because you didn't create that. You're not living a fake life, a holographic life, because you're on the real earth at that time when you're in the present moment. So once you start to realize that, then you go, wow, I should probably stay real all the time. The mind of heart drop can help you because it will stop you on the alien timeline. You're still not in source energy, but that timeline has stopped for you when you do the mind of heart drop. And so because you're in an arena where time has stopped, they only would like to take you and do things to you because you're acting emotionally or mentally. So you all know that when you do the mind to heart drop, you cannot think. Well, that's the closest thing you're ever going to get to source energy is to be in the now on the alien timeline. When we go to the light ship on Saturday nights or I do the conference calls, then you are out of time completely. Time does not exist. You're off of the alien timeline. So that's the difference. It may not feel a whole lot different to you because you won't have that perception, but that's when you are in source energy. Other than that, when you do the mind of heart drop, you're just stopping the alien timeline, their program, from working on you and with you and through you. And that has all of your situations and problems. So on timeline crashing, what you do is you find out what your situation is, and, you know, like maybe you stubbed your toe or something or had some situation going on. And upon that, you do a timeline crash, and depending on how severe it is to you, is how many timeline crashes you need. I would say a simple, brush of reality of something happening might only require maybe 100 or 200 timeline crashings. You know, stubbing your toe, being that pain involved, so that you're on the pain timeline, you're probably on the timeline, you know, looking at your toe, maybe it's black and blue, so now you're on an emotional timeline and maybe a fear timeline, and so you're on many other timelines that relate to your stubbed toe. So you may have to do 1,000 of these timeline crashes maybe for each incident, for each situation that you can recognize. So one would be your pain timeline, so maybe do 1,000 timeline crashes for pain or your toe. The next one is black and blue. Well, now you're seeing that. That's a whole different timeline. So you want to do that for having your toe black and blue. And, you may have other things going on. Maybe you're in fear, anxiety because of it. So do timeline crashes for that. So you could be doing, probably maybe 5,000 to 6,000 timeline crashes for a toe that you have injured. And once you get off of those timelines, then the copy and pasting of each one of these concurrently with where you're living right now can go away and your toe can heal. So that's the great thing about timeline crashing, is that you just stay with it until the situation resolves itself. And it's wonderful when you can finally go, wow, yeah, I feel like I'm okay now with this here and it's starting to heal. Other than that, you're going to be dealing with the emotional and physical pain and stuff. So anything you want to add, Elizabeth?
Well, I think that's a great explanation of it, Ron, and I'm really glad you explained source energy too, because I think a lot of people aren't really sure what that is. But if you have to do a 1,000 timeline crashes for a stubbed toe, it just gives you some perspective. I mean, I don't know if you're just using that as an example, Ron, but it gives you perspective on if you're dealing with maybe a chronic illness or you've had a lifelong kind of difficulty with financial things, or perhaps you have trouble finding work. It goes to show you how many ways there are of being taken out of the moment and how many timeline crashes you would have to do. in order to rid yourself of these timelines. And I don't want to sound discouraging, but is it possible that you may not be able to get yourself out of that situation? Or is it so effective that once you start timeline crashing, it kind of opens up other possibilities in your life?
Well, once you get off of the timelines, then remember the timelines that you're on is also other people involvement and being there. They're dealing with, you know, situations with their toes too.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And so right away, those situations that you're dealing with, you know, you could have people that you don't even know about courting you on those timelines.
Right, right.
They're real. They're just like they are here. You're living life. And so, you know, you may meet people who possibly went through yourself even on those timelines, even though it doesn't happen here. You may be in a hospital picking up entities on those timelines. And, you know, things are happening to you on those timelines that you know nothing about because they're not physical and you can't tune into them here. You know, they are physical where you're there, but you don't know about them. So that's the basic situation is what's going on those timelines. And once you free yourself and you dissolve the timeline that you're on, at that point, everybody else in the timeline is also, you know, released from that timeline. Because you're destroying the alien database, the program that they created for that timeline. So everybody is off of it. So you're helping everybody else. You could be helping millions of people. So that's the great thing about timeline crashing. So back to you.
Yeah, timeline crashing, it's a very powerful and effective tool. And there's also an extremely large library of clearings that Ron offers, which will also help you in addition to doing the timeline crashing. And they all relate to different situations and have relevance to your particular situation. But I just wanted to read a testimonial someone wrote in, Ron, about Sunday's call. And this kind of goes along with what you were talking about with source energy. And this person wrote, "I felt totally different while on the Sunday call yesterday. So at peace and relaxed, and it seemed like the world was more real. And I saw many beautiful insects and animals in my yard, and everything looked sharper and more clear."
Yeah, so you were on the real Earth timeline during the call, and that's why you experienced it that way. And then once you're off that particular call, you're back into you know, the alien.
Back to the matrix.
Back from the matrix, you know, and of course it's not going to look the same because it's just a fabrication of what they can create with a copy and paste. So
yeah.
they sort of take the basic program. They can't make the program of life, but they can copy it the best they can, which still isn't correct. It's sort of like looking at I don't know, I guess in the old days, or even maybe the new days here, but the old days, like seeing black and white on a TV versus color.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, maybe there's people who don't even know what a black and white TV looks like listening, you know. But it should sort of be like the regular, ordinary, like 1080, you know, TVs, you know, say 5-10 years ago, compared to a picture that's in 4K. So that would be how you would probably look at it, or maybe 3D, for instance. But, you know, the real Earth is vibrant. In fact, what I'll do for everybody is I want you all to maybe look at a flower that you have in your house or a plant, maybe a tree outside, and I can only do one of these. So, or maybe you have some shrubs or something. Maybe you have a tomato plant or something. And, you know, so just find out where that is or what it is and look at it. I'll give you a minute to go there, and then I'll make that real for you, like it would be on the new Earth. And you're going to all of a sudden see it come alive. And so I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. And we'll see. We'll wait about a minute for people to connect to something. Or you could bring a plant inside your house you know, if it's not too heavy or something, so you can watch it. So back to you.
Oh, that'll be awesome, Ron. Thanks. And I just wanted to tell everybody, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the past archives of this month, but if you do, they're not to be missed. Ron has been doing some exceptional healings and really unusual, not typical stuff for the radio. So it's actually, he's been doing a lot of wonderful in-depth full-length healings and clearings. And I just wanted to say, I think, Ron, they'll work up to three times on an archive if less, unless you specify. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So just wanted to tell everybody, make sure you go back and listen to them as well, because they're, the past couple of weeks have been great. And this today, Ron is going to do this with the plants, so that's really awesome, too. I wanted to say, I guess, while we wait for that there, somebody wrote in and said that they have to move back in with their parents because of financial reasons. And they have a very difficult relationship with their parents, and I guess their parents have personality disorders and have been abusive towards them in the past. And they're wondering, how can I prevent this in the future? And they thought of doing the family imprinting clearing and the sexual clearing. And they're wondering if they need any other clearings for this situation. I would think that you'd want to start with the financial stuff so that you would be able to maybe get a better job and not have to live with them again. But I don't know, Ron, any take you have on that?
Yeah, well, the issue with moving in, sounds like, where the parents are maybe not in the same wavelength as you, you want to do, mm-hmm. you know, an emotional clearing on each parent. That's where I would start. That way, when you move in, they won't be as maybe down on you because of their emotions with you moving in. So if you don't agree with situations, and it sounds like having to move in over with your parents because you don't have enough money, that's an emotional issue for them probably. And so, and maybe you moved out because you didn't like them, or they didn't like you or something like that. So, you know, what I would do is a whole lifetime emotional clearing on both of them. And that would probably make your life better. So from there, you know, your financial situation, you know, you want to do the self-empowerment clearing and the psychic billboard. Because if you're not employed, what's in your psychic billboard? You can't get money. You're not worthy of having a job. You hated your last job. You don't like people, possibly. You know, whatever the issue is there, you know, you want to do something that relates to why you don't have your job. So that's what I would do is do that one for yourself. And then after you do that, then find out what issue you may have. And you may want to get the, you know, the abundance bundle that we have, prosperity one. But remember, the fact that you're not bringing money to yourself and now you're trying to chase money or whatever, if you kept doing the mind to heart drop, money's not going to exist in that reality. And you may be able to get rid of the situations that you're dealing with money, because you could be at peace without having money or having it, and then you can choose if you want to have more or not. Remember, the worst thing is to go into something being needy, because you'll never draw anything to you when you're in need. You have to release all that energy. Back to you, Elizabeth. And I guess we'll do the plants here.
Oh, wow, that's great, Ron.
Okay, so everybody, if you have it in front of you, in fact, if you have your plants, what we'll do a special water charging. So we'll wait about a minute. So get a glass of water that you can put around your plant, and then you can also add more water. So get a glass of water, and we'll do that at, in about a minute. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah. I really liked what you just said, Ron, about if you're in need, you're never going to draw anything to you, because you have to release that energy of being needy. So I think a lot of people maybe even don't consciously realize they're being needy, emotionally or otherwise. That is, I think, a really hard thing for people to get. And I think that once you start releasing those energies and doing some self-empowerment and prosperity empowerment clearings, you'll find that you have a lot more of an independent mindset. And I think that's kind of something that takes a long time and maybe a combination of several different clearings depending on everybody's situation, because I think, you know, we're kind of raised with that feeling that we need each other, but in a lot of situations it can actually be more hurtful than it is helpful, and it seems like that's sort of what this person was experiencing in the relationship with their parents. So hopefully that helps. And we'll take another question while everybody gets their glass of water for the plant. And somebody was asking, can Ron please go over when he states, when the light leaves the earth, what happens to the people who are here, and what happens if they have not prepared themselves for ascension?
Well, what I could say is if the people who have not had an emotional clearing, a whole lifetime emotional clearing, which takes away basically most of your stuff that you brought up in this lifetime, that's connecting you to the aliens, okay? That's why you need to do that. So if you're a new listener, you go, well, why do I need to have that? Well, it's the same protocol that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, or Yeshua, whatever word you want to use there, name. I use the word Jesus, so that's, even though he wasn't named that when he lived. But anyway, aside from that, that's what he was doing, is taking away their emotions. So people say, well, why do I got to do that now? You know, well, that's what he did, and the same process, the same protocol that was then is the same now. You need to clean out your body. So that's the first clearing that you wish to have or need to have, if you're wishing to have, you know, a better way of life and getting rid of your past stuff, because your stuff is going to keep you and prevent you from having the ascension. It's as simple as that. So another way of stating that is that, you know, what about the people who live over here who don't hear the radio programs and this and that? Well, that's the way it goes. You know, it's that's unfortunate. But it's up to you. If you know somebody in another country and they don't get the Internet, you could always do that clearing for them to help them out. So the Internet goes all different places. Just that's the way it is. So you need to have that first in order to clean out your body so you're free of those negative emotions or positive emotions that run in your life, triggering your memories. So if you could get rid of all your memories, then at that point you could probably do the ascension quite easily. But the memories will hold you here and tie you here with objects and things and, situations and regrets and everything else. So that's what you need to have first. And other clearings will help you to give you a better life. Anything else you think I should be adding, Elizabeth?
No, I think that's really well said, Ron. And it kind of reminds me of a lot of Eastern religions stress that, like, the importance of letting go of things and not having attachments to things. So I think that's very true, and it's kind of a good way of looking at that. And there's that old phrase that people say, you can't take it with you. But in this case, I think memories and attachments, you can, only you don't want to. So maybe in addition to cleansing and clearing your physical world, you want to be cleansing and clearing your emotional world and your energetic world while you're here, just as you would instead of leaving it up to the people that then have to come in and figure it out after you're gone. So that's kind of, you know, ideally, I think what everyone would want. You know, you don't want to leave a lot of baggage, and you don't want to have a lot of baggage while you're here. So that's what the clearing sort of enable you to do. So I guess maybe we should do our...
So everybody get your glass of water.
Okay.
And aerosolize it, and then you can pour it on your plant or shrub or whatever it is. So here we go. If you wish, you can hold it in your hand or hands. So here we go. One, count to ten. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that actually feels pretty good. So you may want to just put your finger in and see how it feels, see if it feels different or energized. And now you can pour it on your plant, in the dirt around your plant. And here we go. Now we're going to make your plant real, or your shrub real, or your rose real on your, on your vase or something. So here we go. And we're going to energize that for you. I'll count to 50. You can watch it change. So stand back. You get away from it if you can. Maybe get back, maybe, say, 6 feet if you can do that. So you can kind of observe the aura, the energies of the plant. It'll start to light up and emit life force energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So now your plant or whatever you have there is now real. And it's actually living on the new earth. And the holograms all around it are the old earth, which is the matrix energy, the fabrication that the aliens gave you to look at and to live in. But that plant is kind of like maybe out of time, and it happened just to show up here as being real. So it's not attached to the reality of the matrix. But you're able to see it. So back to you. We'll see if we have any comments.
Yeah, hopefully some people were able to participate in this and will be able to comment. I just did it with my little plant here, so we'll see. So, Ron, somebody's asking this morning about 5:15 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I felt my body jerking a whole lot, almost like thousands of timelines were crashing. Did anything happen to the Earth regarding timelines, and is the Earth in alignment?
Yeah, there is a battle with the Galactic Federation command ships and the what they send out to battle and do stuff here. Invade the planet. So that happened Pacific time, probably about 3 o'clock, and it ended probably about that same time, about 5:30. So maybe the jerking that you're feeling was being released from your clutches, and/or just coming back here. But yeah, there was a battle last night going on. So if you did happen to wake up. And that would be Pacific time, so ideally we'll say just after midnight, typically back east. And then that would have ended around probably maybe 2 or 2:30 back east, eastern time. I won't say it ended, but the major stuff got probably taken out. So that was the Galactic Federation versus the light having battles, or the light taking out the Galactic Federation, let's put it that way. They always manage to copy and paste new stuff coming in. I've dealt with them, I don't know, probably at least 6 times so far battling them. So this is just another occurrence of them trying to capture people and to change timelines and to put us more into the slave reality. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. It seems like a lot of people were commenting on that too, Ron, and it's hard to know sometimes really what's going on. Whenever I feel like that, I just continually do the mind-to-heart drop and just try to stay in the moment and just take it easy because, if you can, a lot of people have to work, so it's tougher. and be sure you're doing the I command my body energy to shrink wrap, and make sure you protect yourself. So, okay, obviously this person has a sense of humor. They're saying, hi, Ron, do you sell VIP tickets to get out of here sooner? I've had enough. Does it take longer to integrate clearings when you get older?
What's that again about clearings getting older? What?
Does it take longer to integrate clearings when you get older?
No, no. The light doesn't matter if you have a little problem or a big problem. Light takes it away.
Okay.
It just erases the program. That's why you do the holotype emotional clearings. So it doesn't matter how complex it is. To you, it may be very complex, but it doesn't make any difference. It just eliminates. It's not like taking a blackboard when you're in school. I don't know what they have for the people now, but when I went to school, they had blackboards with white chalk, and it's just like erasing the blackboard. That's what the light chip does instantly. It takes away all that darkness from you. And you don't have to worry about it, think about it, wondering how it's going to work. Is it going to be effective? It's always 100% effective. So the way you look at it is the way they want you to think about it, how awful it is. But when light comes in, it just takes it away. So back to you.
Wow, that's great to know. And I'm guessing you don't sell VIP tickets to get people out of here sooner, backstage passes or anything like that.
Yeah, we got the triple E ticket, man, but there's only like two or three of those, and I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, they don't have a special armband and wristband or whatever they have, you know. You go to a show, everyone wants that special band. But no, unfortunately, just have to keep plugging along. It's funny. So let's see. Okay, so here's another kind of interesting question. If someone timeline crashes in California, will I see it in Florida?
Well, no, you won't. Okay, well, remember the timeline crash is for you. So let's just say that you know somebody in Florida who stubbed their toe, you know, a week ago and it hurts. And you stubbed your toe, you know, 3 days ago, and you heard about timeline crashing, so now you're doing timeline crashing on your toe. And you ended up doing, because it's painful, let's say 3,000 timeline crashes. So, yes, that will affect them in Florida and everybody else on this planet once you finish your timeline crashes. So, yeah, that's the way that works. But as far as you timeline crashing the weather or something else, no, it's just related to your proximity, your GPS location. So, but if the person has a similar illness to you, then as your timeline crashes, that timeline, you're going to be off of that. And you could be, like I mentioned before, on timelines that are similar. So if you do a timeline crash for your sore toe, remember, you may have one for pain, and you need to do a pain timeline crash. You may need to do one if you've broken your toe. That's a different timeline crash. You may have one for having it bruised because it looks awful. You may have one because your toenail got torn. So you need to cover all those bases because one of those can keep you in misery. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And it could be some little thing like that, too, that's just kind of like unsuspecting that you're like, oh, I don't have, you know, some horrible terminal illness, but I keep getting like splinters or, you know, I keep shutting my hand in the door. I don't know. It's usually when you're accident prone or you keep having a period of time where you're, you know, keep injuring yourself, it's probably because you're on that timeline and they want you to keep getting frustrated or annoyed so they can keep taking your energy. So yeah, that's good to point out. But like Ron said, the light takes it away. Big problem, small problem, it doesn't judge between that. So it doesn't really see any problem as bigger or more important than another, because it's in non-judgment. So,
And the reason why you have to do so many timeline crashes is because the aliens are making these fabricated lives of you, or making and creating parallel lives for you. Remember, they gave you the advantage for being in darkness, of being a multidimensional being, going everywhere, being attached to everything. And that's how they get you. So you diluted your energy out to them. And that could be done by doing rituals and chants and different things like that. Especially organized religion can take you that way very easily, by different belief systems. So you're stuck with all those beliefs. They're ingrained in you, and that's what you're living. So it's up to you to release yourself from all of these things. But the light never gave you any of that. The darkness did, so you need to release yourself from darkness. So back to you.
Yeah, you do. And the funny thing is once you start releasing yourself from the darkness, I feel like your life changes directly and indirectly, and it's more about being okay with being alone in a weird way and realizing that you don't really need, what's the word I'm looking for, confirmations from other people or other people's approval. You just kind of exist as your own person and exist in peace and don't really want to go outside of yourself for any help because you've been doing all your healings yourself, and it's kind of like you're just sort of not looking to get rehooked up to everybody else's stuff. So once you've sat there and done 3,000 timeline crashes to get yourself off that timeline, and you've put in that much work, and you're that dedicated to your healing journey, I don't think you're going to want to run right back out there and start, you know, talking to those people again or getting yourself back into that situation, because it does take, you know, some work to do. So you probably won't want to do that anyway, but it's interesting. Okay, so getting back to the listener questions here. Oh, and we did get a plant comment from somebody who wrote in, and I guess they're at work, and said, my office plant does look more vibrant. It was a wilted parlor palm. Needed a boost. Thanks. Yeah, those poor plants that are in office buildings, I mean, I don't even know how they survive. Okay, so apparently that question was working. And let's see. Somebody, I think this is from the other night. Yeah, this is from Saturday night. Somebody who was listening in the UK said, hi, Ron and Anne, thank you for tonight's show. So wonderful to visit the lightship. The rooms felt so peaceful. By the way, it's 4:18 in London. The days are much longer here. 4 a.m. is first light, and the birds are singing their good morning song, a lovely way to finish the call. Oh, that's really nice. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in and for staying awake that early, late, however you want to look at that. Okay, so this listener has a question about the New Earth Transport. They've been listening to the archives, and they're wondering, does the healing there automatically go to the New Earth since Ron is doing the healings? So the healings on the archives, Ron, do they automatically get transported to the New Earth?
If you hear my voice or we do something, that's automatic when you listen to it, yes.
Okay.
It's when you do one yourself online is when you want to transfer that clearing.
Okay. So that's a great distinction. Thanks. And thanks to this listener for writing that in. So the second question is, I'm participating in 3 Sunday calls. I'm in quarantine during the week. What types of questions can I ask or commands can I do while I'm being worked on in quarantine?
Well, in quarantine, normally we go through different body energies, body organs, possibly body locations, you know, like neck and head and back and knees. So normally that's what we do. And there's nothing that you really need to request unless I ask you to request something.
Yeah, and it's probably not a good idea to request anything unless you're actually on the call, because if you're in quarantine, you're not actually in the present moment, and you're not, you know, it's different than being live on the light ship during the calls. Isn't that correct, Ron?
Yeah, and when you go to the light ship, inside the light ship, that's when we do healing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's physical healing. In quarantine, they're looking for aliens that are inside of you, squirming around, sucking your energy out, you know, eating you, and other things like that, mind control programs, artificial intelligent things that are inside of you, which you know nothing about. And so in quarantine is where they look for these things and release them from you, along with going out to wherever those things came from, whatever dark side universe, and then they try to find the bits and pieces of you if you're not eaten completely and bring it back to you. So they look for the parts of you that are of light and bring it back to your body and then reintegrate it with you. So there's nothing for you to even request unless you're on the call and, you know, I ask you to request something, then you can do so. But during the week when you're still in quarantine, being worked with, you cannot request anything because you don't know what they're going to be doing unless you have a situation that just happens, you know, maybe you ran over your foot with a car or something and you're in a lot of pain, then, yeah, you could probably request something there and they could take away the aliens that maybe got imprinted in you because you're in so much pain with that energy, maybe having a broken foot or something. Then they could work with you that way. But typically, you know, they're doing their work regardless if you say anything or not. And it's not really up to you to tell them what to do or request something because what they're doing is so deep, going down so deep in you, you wouldn't even know what's happening. So they're coming to you on like a industrial level.
Yeah. You're probably not even conscious of it, you know, what's going on there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people are. I shouldn't say that. But, yeah, it's a little bit different than being live on the light ship. So I think you can just kind of hang out and relax and go about your business.
Yeah. I wasn't putting the energy on it at all during the week.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, you know, on the light ship until the next month's Sunday call starts. So then at that point, you're off. So you're on it for basically, you know, around 30 days. So back to you.
Okay, great. And somebody else is asking, in general, what kind of commands can you give to your spirit other than the mind-to-heart drop, shrink wrap, stay in my body, and close my crown chakra? Wow, it sounds like they covered all of them, Ron, but I don't know. Do you give any other commands to your spirit?
Not that I can really think of, you know, because your spirit has to work through your body. And your spirit is going for a ride in your physical body. So it's like a passenger. As far as, you know, it can help you the best that it can by what your intent is on doing something, but you need to get out of the matrix energy to have it help you. You see, everybody is typically used to using the darkness energy, the law of cause and effect, okay? And the law of cause and effect is when you use mind energy to bring forth a result in the collective consciousness of darkness. So you could call that the mind of God, if you wish. When you're in the present moment, that energy is no longer around and you're not using it. So as far as commanding your spirit, just do the basic things that we tell you to do, like the shrink wrap and the mind to heart drop. And when you get back into the present moment, then your spirit's already working with you. You don't need to command it for anything. So that's the way I would look at that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. And I just got an email actually from a listener who was talking about money and the mind to heart drop. And they wrote, things change quickly if you do the mind to heart drop all the time. My experience is that doing the mind to heart drop as much as you can will make you so peaceful you won't be bothered by the amount of money you have or don't. However, beware, because that will change and opportunities will start to come to you. Interesting. Yeah, that is true. Once you start clearing, space shows up for different ways for you to create. So you have to kind of think in the moment, and it actually encourages you to be more creative.
Yep, that's correct.
And somebody said, thanks for clarifying the quarantine question. Glad I asked.
So what can happen, you know, as you're on those 7-hour calls, and we have three of those, in, we'll say, a month period, 30 days approximately. It could vary somewhat if I go to expos and things when we do those, but basically we'll just say they're starting the same time, so it'll be the last Sunday of the month, typically going backwards with the you know, three consecutive Sundays going backwards from the last one of the month. So you are being worked with. Now, you could find yourself feeling a whole lot better because part of yourself got replaced, and it's real now. So let's just say that for some reason the aliens like to they wanted to have your ears, okay? So they're torturing you, and they cut off your ears. And so down here, maybe they've been cut off for 5 years. So they're playing with your ears for 5 years, haven't they? Maybe they're growing another alien species, and they have your ears on it. But your ears are not human. They're fabrications. So all of a sudden the lightship goes, this ear looks kind of fishy here. They both look a little different. They don't have light in them. They look like they're human, but they're not, and they're not created by the light. So now we're going to look at these ears. Oh, we see some alien critters in the ears because they're there to suck out the energy as they connect with your physical body. So they get rid of the aliens that are in you. Maybe little worms or something are in the ears. And now they go after and try to find your ears. And all of a sudden they go, aha, there they are. It's on this 27-foot-tall, 5,000-pound alien. It's really big, right? And they grab your two ears and terminate that alien, terminate the laboratory that they're in. And now they take your ears and fix the ears for you to put them all into light because there's probably some alien DNA in there. And now all of a sudden your ears are made of light again, and now they put the ears onto your body. So down here, you go, well, yeah, my ears kind of felt funny, and now, boy, they feel really good, and I can hear better. Wow, I wonder what's going on. Well, that's sort of how it works. So that's why we have quarantine, to get rid of these alien critters that are attached to you. So back to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, when you put it that way, it's sort of like, geez. You just get a real sense of what is actually going on. And
yeah,
another person. Go ahead.
Yeah, on one of the calls, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or so, I'll say within the last month, somebody had a finger that wasn't right, and they got their finger replaced because it was an alien finger, a replica. So anyway, you know, strange things happen. It's very interesting when you have a healing and you know that something was wrong, but you can never really figure it out, but you kind of knew it, and all of a sudden you go, wow, you know, this is my hand looks real now, or something like that. And anyway, that's what happens. I worked with one lady, I mentioned this quite a while ago, but she had a problem where her hands were ice cold and they were dripping sweat. Okay? A hot day, cold day, didn't make any difference. So I see her and she's wearing gloves. And I said, man, it's a warm day. How come you have gloves on? And she goes, well, Ron, feel my hands. Took her glove off, and man, it was like 30 degrees or something. I couldn't believe it, and it was dripping sweat. And she was, yeah, I really can't have any dates with any guys because once they take the gloves off, it's all over, you know. And she was a very attractive woman, you know. And so I fixed her hands, and you know, sort of living a normal life. But yeah, but she had alien hands on her. I didn't look into how or where or what or anything else, you know, but that's what she had. And so, and it could also maybe be with people who have cold feet. That could be possibly abilities too. Maybe your feet are alien feet. So anyway, since I forgot about maybe 3 minutes to go here, anything you want to mention? We got a call this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe the show is winding down. It's always amazing to me how fast they go. But Ron, on Saturday, is doing a special session, and it's an organ restoration call, and it is a three-hour call, and you can purchase it on creationlightship.com. And as usual, children under 18 are free with a participating parent, personal pets are free, and houseplants are also free. And it starts at 11 Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's $60 for the call.
It starts at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1 Pacific, yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, that's an error on the website. So 1 Pacific. So that's 1 Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Okay, and Ron also does many healing calls and shows during the week. You can find out more about all of the special weekly calls that he does, as well as 4 different radio shows on BBS where we do lots of samples. And make sure that you also check out the archives, which are wonderful sources of information about Ron, the Lightship, and the clearing. So if you're looking for any more information on the calls or the dates, you can just check all that out at the top of creationlightship.com. All right, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you for any final thoughts, and I guess we'll end with the mind to heart drop. And thanks so much, everybody, for sending in your questions.
Yeah, and on some of the people...
Oh, and the call is $50, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So if you log in and you haven't got the codes, I will be sending codes out probably on Friday for the Saturday call. So don't panic if you haven't received them. You can send me an email on Friday, then I'll get them all together and send out the codes for that. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So you need to command your spirit out loud. And the words are, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards. That's a long way. And that works if you're been doing it for a while. You can just do 3, 2, 1. But here we go. This is for the newbies. And you actually feel the thoughts moving down your throat to your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And notice you're not thinking now. Try to think. You won't be able to because you're in source energy in the moment. Timeline is turned off for you. Bye, everybody.